Bruce Lavelle Previews Trump's Platinum Plan for Black Economic Empowerment. By Robert Krajicek on September 25, 2020. Bruce Lavelle, Executive Director of the Trump National Diversity Coalition, previewed President Donald Trump's forthcoming address outlining the administration's Platinum Plan for Black Economic Empowerment in an interview on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Trump is scheduled to deliver his remarks at 1:30 p.m. Eastern in Atlanta, Georgia. And Lavelle said Trump will share his comprehensive four-year plan in terms of his black initiatives. Trump's plan will include proposals for education, business, and criminal justice, Lavelle shared. "We're talking about opportunity, security, prosperity, and fairness," he said of the themes of the president's vision. "Listen. The big thing that I like is the fact that he's creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses," Lavelle stated. "That's a key element. Most of the predominantly black communities are lacking the retail commodities. Unlike other communities who more, from a Hispanic community or an Asian community, they own the retail commodities, whereas the black communities are lacking that." Trump's plan will deal with access to capital and opportunity zones to assist black Americans in building businesses, Lavelle added. "From an identity standpoint, Trump's plan is understanding the struggles in the past, not just totally forgetting about it, and making Juneteenth a national holiday," Lavelle remarked, "and getting behind the black farmers and access to healthy foods to address the food disparities." "Defending religious liberty is also a component of the Platinum Plan," Lavelle explained. "The black church is the pillar of the community," he said, further describing the church as the nucleus and backbone of black communities. Lavelle said the Trump administration's program will facilitate public-private partnerships in healthcare with a focus on illnesses disproportionately affecting blacks, such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and sickle cell anemia. Both Marlowe and Lavelle lamented a lack of financial literacy across America, from NEST practices and personal budgets to understanding credit scores. "There's no discussion growing up. There are no parts of education about how important it is to have a good FICO score," Marlowe stated. "No one talks about balancing a budget. No one talks to you about what your pie chart should be for your paycheck. These are all fundamentals. You would think that would be something a politician before Donald Trump would try to champion, but apparently not." Lavelle highlighted the practical experience and personal investment of those involved in the president's plan. He explained, "The great thing about the Platinum Plan is the fact that it has real advisory advice from real black Americans, working classes, not some folks in a cubicle in D.C. from a lobbying firm. I know for a fact they came from all across the country, and are, a lot of different people have skin in the game, and life experiences that they were able to share." Lavelle added, "This is a really big game-changing, dream-changing deal. This is so historic." Lavelle emphasized the importance of local politics as a part of worthwhile civic involvement. "The strongest power that you have in a community is paying attention to your grassroots," Lavelle maintained. "Citizens should know their district attorneys, superior, state court, and probate judges, city councilors and mayors, state representatives and senators, and congressional candidates. Informed citizens can prevent and remedy the disconnection of local officials from their own communities," assessed Lavelle, warning of politicians beholden by financial support to distant special interests such as left-wing billionaire George Soros. Lavelle urged citizens to build political equity and investment in their communities by informing themselves of and participating in local politics. "Disconnection between citizens and local officials," he concluded, "leads to chaos and unrest." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.